top stories on ABC News. The federal government is lobbying for a deal on company tax relief after securing personal income tax cuts. The coalition hasn't convinced crossbenchers to back the business tax changes, but Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says the policy will be back before the upper house next week. It'll be the last sitting week before the July by-elections. U.S. President Donald Trump has blamed Democrats for the country's immigration crisis after House Republicans delayed a vote on a reform bill. This comes as First Lady Melania Trump toured an immigration facility housing children separated from their parents as part of the controversial U.S. border policy. Amnesty International has slammed both sides of the conflict in Yemen, accusing them of possible war crimes and breaches of international law. With 8 million people on the brink of famine, the human rights group has expressed concerns about inspections imposed on ships by the Saudi-led coalition. Amnesty has also accused the Houthi rebels of interfering with aid and food in possible breaches of international law. And the Socceroos have come away with a 1-1 draw against Denmark at the World Cup in Russia, leaving the Australians with a slim chance of making it through to the next stage of the tournament. To qualify for the next stage, the Socceroos must beat Peru.